This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Hello, Palava Malo, Leni Sabulavanaka, Kia ora, Nataloha, ni konnichiwa, ni ha ma, warm Pacific greetings and a massive kia ora to each and every one of you. Whatever corner of this globe you're tuning in from, I'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show, 96.9 Plains FM. You're here with Sam and Sefa to take you into the beautiful weekend. How have you been this week, my bro?
Good. Just busy. Normal work stuff. It's starting to pile up because it's mid-year. And we've just finished Open Day, as we spoke about last week, and basically, it's about following up with people who are keen to join up and better their lives heading into the tail end of 2022. I love 2022. It's been a good year.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. I just got back from Timaru at the time of this recording, and it was cold down there. I'll tell you that. Was it cold here yesterday morning?
Yes. It was frozen. I mean, frozen. I remember I needed to run back in and get some water to unfrost my windows.
Oh, you didn't listen to that episode where I talked about tips on keeping warm.
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I was sick.
I think it might have been that one where I mentioned, If you wake up in the morning and your car is frosted, it's good to, if you have a hot water bottle, fill up the hot water bottle and then wrap the hot water bottle up in a towel and then use that to melt the ice off your windscreen. Because if you use hot water, a lot of the time it's still freezing. So, you know, that water will just go cold and then eventually like freeze again and you'll get all the frozen water on your car again. So that's a tip out there. If you missed that episode, if you're listening, if you wake up and your car is frozen, hot water bottle. And if you don't have a hot water bottle,
what would you use? just trying to help you jog your memory.
Yeah, I had
an alternative, would you use like a heated bean bag?
Yeah, because anything that like emits heat, but you just want to wrap it up. Oh, I was going to say, just pour hot water into your, you know, empty milk bottle, but your milk bottle is just going to melt. So,
yeah,
probably not that. Yeah, can't think. Oh, man, just make sure you have a hot water bottle.
Exactly. Anyway, on to upu of the week. Today's upu is umma, which means, Sam,
finish, sort of, yeah, just means like sort of finish or end. So you could say somebody like, oh, wae uma, which means, are you finished? So, you know, that's, you can use it in that sentence. Or faa uma means like, you know, faa uma lo kalanga means like finish the sentence. So as we said, like faa is always the doing part of the word, and then the second part is whatever it is. So if someone says fa uma, means, you know, finish whatever you're on, or finish
to finish.
And then my favorite one, you mentioned it before, was umale case, which is sort of slang for, you know, if you do something cool and you're like, yeah, umale case. Case meaning, you know, court case. So I don't know where that came from, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, umale case just comes from case closed.
Yes. Do you think Johnny Depp was like, yeah, umale case when he won?
Probably. Yeah. I wonder, yeah, there was such a public trial and all their personal life just got flung in the media, made fun of. Sometimes I felt sorry for Amber Heard, but, you know, just goes to show, and, you know, just the extravagant wealth they both have. And
yeah,
I was like, okay.
Do you know why? Do you know why that case was broadcasted?
No idea. That's actually a question I had in my mind.
Okay, so Johnny Depp wanted it broadcasted, so he decided to sue her in that state. Do you remember what state the court case was in?
No.
So he filed.
I didn't follow it too closely.
Okay, so he filed a lawsuit in a state where they allow public
watching.
Yeah. Well,
spectating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For them to, or broadcasting. So you, they could broadcast the court case in that state. So some states don't allow it, but apparently the law in that state particularly allows you to be able to broadcast your court case. So that's why you get some cases, you know, you might see those videos where the judge is just talking to the defendant or talking to so that'll be a state where they allow that, but there are other states where they don't allow that stuff. So Johnny Depp wanted that case, their case, to be broadcasted to everyone, basically. So he filed the lawsuit in that state so that basically just nothing to hide, so everyone knows the story. Because can you imagine that case being behind closed doors? Then at the end of it, Johnny Depp wins, and then everyone will be like, oh, you know. But now everyone got to listen to it themselves, and the jury made their own decision on it. But everyone else got to see all the evidence and generally make up their own mind. So that was why Johnny Depp decided to file it in the state that allows them to publicly broadcast it.
Yeah. Do you remember Michael Jackson's trial being kind of like reenacted? I remember like there were news channels that would reenact the court case. So while it was happening live, when that day would finish, they would have a reenactment of the day so people could watch it. It was strange, but I remember seeing it on the news and stuff like that. Because that, again, there was another massive big trial that happened.
Yeah, news media would have been doing that because, you know, just more viewers, you know, trying to get the scoop. And, you know, if people are watching the reenactment, you know, they'll be like, oh, let's tune into the reenactment on CNN or Fox News. But, yeah, it's quite unusual because that never happens in New Zealand, you know. You can definitely go and sit in on court cases.
Yeah, you can sit in and watch.
But you cannot record. You cannot, you know, broadcast it out to the public and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's quite weird rules over there in the States.
Yeah, I remember for high school, we went as a field trip to go sit in on the case in for politics.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Just one real quick. I was speaking about when I was a translator at the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you the story of when I turn up to the court and they would be like, oh, what's your case? You know, because they thought I was there for court. And they're like, I don't know, a brown guy dressed up nicely, you know, they'll probably think, oh, this guy's trying to impress the judge.
But
I turn up there, and he's definitely not a lawyer. turns up to the
you have court. To go to university for that.
Because I turned up and I went to, because you're supposed to sign in at the back with, I don't know, coming orders, but you have to walk past the security gates, and then you can either turn left to go to each courtroom or go straight to where you have to sign in. So I just went straight to sign in, and the security guard was like, oh, the courtrooms are over here. And I was like, oh, no, I'm translating. I have to sign in. He was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, man, didn't just assume, like.
And I've come here for court?
Yeah. I've never been here before.
Before we jump into the interview for today, that we, this is part two of our talk with Mikael, Mikael Murpola, who is also known as Bloody Samoan, wrestler, comic book artist, gamer, and what else? Yeah, wrestler, gamer, comic book artist. These are a lot of things. And role model too. I was, we start talking about wrestling in this part, and wrestling fascinates me. I reckon it fascinates a lot of Pacifica who were young back in the young Pacifica, because my nephews all watch it. They love wrestling. And when I was young, when we were both young, I guess we really enjoyed watching WWE and stuff like that. Now, Fa'uma, or Uma, the word, the upu of today, is Finnish. And he goes in to talk about his finisher in the interview coming up. But what do you reckon would be your move that will Fa'uma someone if you were in wrestling?
Okay, so I've thought about this before, and you know, I've interviewed Bloody Samoan in the past, and we had a chat about this, and he did not, what do you call it, approve of my finisher name. Well, he made fun of it, and I was like, I put a lot of effort into this, but I don't know what the move, how the move would look, but I know how it would, like what I would call it, and I'd call it Alu Moi.
Yeah.
Which in Samoan means go sleep. So yeah, it would be some sort of knockout, I don't know, like move, but it would be called Alu Moi. And yeah, I remember talking to Bloody Samoan about this before. I was like seeking his approval, but he was like, Ali, you can fa Uma there. How about yourself?
I've put in a lot of thought about what my wrestling finish would be, or I just know that it would be some sort of like, well, one thing is that I would do a running leg drop for my pin. Like, I would not go for the standard pin. It will always be like, get up, bounce against the ropes, and hit the leg drop and just wait there for the ref to count three. That would be my, like, I wouldn't go for a standard pin. It would just, that would be my version of pinning.
Like, that part would be a variation of your finisher? Or a part, like the end part of your finisher?
Yeah, it would lead to it, yeah.
Sort of like the Rock's elbow, but Hulk Hogan's leg drop.
Yeah. Like, there would be no, that would be my pin. Like, I wouldn't go for the cover and lift up a leg throughout the entire match. My pin would literally be, it would have to be a leg drop.
You know, I think my favorite version of a pin would be, and I'm pretty sure Andre the Giant invented this one, was just standing on their chest.
Yeah, with 1 foot.
Like, how more disrespectful can you get but just standing on their chest? Like, all you got to do is like move your shoulder up or something, but man, it's just like, I'm just going to stand on your chest and you're going to get pinned.
The Rikishi back in the day used to drag people to the corner, go to the second rope, and just jump off and just land on someone. And so he lands sitting down on your chest. And then I just remember thinking, like, how do you kick out from that? That's like 400 pounds on your chest.
And how do you sit there knowing that that's coming down? Like, what is going through your head? Are you just going to be like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't break my ribs.
Yeah, exactly. I hope my chest doesn't cave in.
But this is... this is just like, you know, this just proves how athletic these guys are, that, you know, they are so professional at the sport that, you know, very few times there are injuries, but, you know, the level of technicality and, you know, training they go into just is crazy that they can pull off these moves and do it totally safely.
And keep it safe. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the interview with Mikael Murpola is next. We hope you enjoy the second half of the interview.
To all our mātua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pacifica music, Join our Siva Samu dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Now I'm jumping to the wrestling. With the wrestling, your persona, or let's say your finishing move, can we have a quick chat about, what is your finishing move and how is the process, how do you come up with it, the process around that?
Yeah, so, I'm a huge geek, and I've always been proud of that fact. And even in wrestling, portraying like this badass character, I still let my geek flag fly. And so my finishing move, I call the Cape Killer. And the Cape Killers were kind of robotic suits that S.H.I.E.L.D. had during the Marvel Civil War storyline. So they were kind of like the Superhuman Registration Act kind of cops, really. And the Cape Killers were the particular suits. And I remember when they called them Cape Killers, I was like, that's such an awesome name. I've got to use that for my finishing move. And so my finishing move is called the Cape Killer. So again, staying true to my geek roots. And it just sounds cool. And so the Cape Killer is what's known as a Saito suplex. And so it's almost like, it's kind of like a German suplex, but it's more on the side. And so I kind of wrap my arms around the waist, and then I fully bridge back and throw them over my head. And so they land on the head. And people always kind of, whenever they see it, they're like, oh, snap. I have thrown someone like clear across the ring with the Cape Killer as well. So yeah, it's one of those moves that when you see it, if you're not a wrestler, you cringe. You're like, oh, how's it safe? But luckily I haven't seriously injured anyone with the Cape Killer over the years I've been using it. So it looks dangerous, but it's fit relatively safe.
Nice. And I was just wondering now as well, have you had any injuries? Because, wrestling is wrestling. High impact. What's been like kind of your worst kind of injury that's happened?
Yeah. Oh, well, like, everything we do in that ring hurts. Yes. Running the ropes hurts. Bumping and all that stuff hurts. Luckily, I haven't suffered any serious injuries. I guess the worst one I had was like I kind of hurt my hip. So I couldn't really walk for a day, but then it kind of came right after that, so it was just more of a rest thing than a full-on thing. But yeah, but every day I wake up and my knee hurts, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts, my hip hurts, my neck hurts. So there is a lot of wear and tear on the body, but luckily for me, I also have a coconut head, so in the 16 years I've been wrestling, I haven't suffered any concussions either, and concussions is a big one.
Long may that last.
Plus, I don't go out of my way to do anything stupid or dangerous that could put my health and life in jeopardy. And my technique is impeccable, so I'm able to protect myself.
And, what's your opinion currently of the wrestling landscape from WWE with the Samoans currently like right at the top?
I don't really watch the WWE. I don't really even watch wrestling anymore. I kind of keep tabs on it through through social media and all the clips and bits and pieces, but it's cool to see the Samoans up there, but again, I'm not really watching, so I'm not fully invested in it that much.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The last that I watched, which was about 2 weeks ago, Roman, the Usos, they had all the belts. It was really interesting to see. And it was good to see.
Yeah. And then the Usos' younger brothers in NXT as well. There's more coming up. But it's interesting. But again, I'm not emotionally invested in it because I'm not watching and I don't. To be honest, I don't really care.
When would you have the time to even
watch? I do watch a lot of stuff while I'm drawing. I don't want to watch wrestling. If something piques my interest, then I'll go out and find it. But a lot of times it's like, a lot of the wrestling I see now, isn't my cup of tea. So I'm like, don't really want to watch, but yeah, but I do watch a lot of programs while I'm creating. But yeah, not wrestling.
You mentioned your go-to. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you can. Oh, I was going to ask. You mentioned you're going to be wrestling. Is it Armageddon this weekend?
Yeah, Armageddon in Auckland. It's the 100th Armageddon event over the years, so that's why it's happening in Auckland. Just because I think the organizers want it to be in the place where Armageddon started. So, yeah, there'll still be the other Armageddon in Auckland in October, but you know, this one being the 100th event, they wanted it to be Auckland.
What time can people come and catch you at Armageddon?
So I think tomorrow night, IPW starting the show at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday night, we're doing a wrestling event at 6 p.m. Or 6:30 p.m. And that's that we're in the kind of main big hall. So, and you'll hear us. There's if you're around, you definitely won't be able to, you know, avoid or not notice us.
And 16 years doing this, do you have any nerves going into this weekend?
Nah. Like even my first match, I remember some of the guys were like, "Aren't you nervous?" I'm like, "Nah."
I was born with this.
Yeah, no, not even that. It wasn't like overconfidence or anything. It was just like I've always been a pretty chill dude. And that's kind of allowed me to navigate all kinds of tricky situations or high pressure situations. So, you know, even my first match, I remember just going in, yeah, not hyped, not nervous, not, you know, I wasn't like, you know, knees weak, you know, palms sweating and all that stuff. Like,
Oh, you're a rap artist too.
So, you know, no, none of that. And even now I'm pretty just like, yep, I know what I need to do, you know, and most of the time I'll be commanding in the match. So I'll be like, cool. I just kind of have to let my opponent know what's happening and whatnot and take control of the situation. So yeah, no nervousness whatsoever.
Cool. And who are you wrestling against this week?
So I have a tag match tomorrow night. I'm not too sure who I'm wrestling on Saturday night. So yeah, and then next Saturday, June 18th, I'll be wrestling there, and I've been training Coach West on New FM's The Morning Shack show. So, you know, and getting him ready for his in-ring debut. see if he sinks or swims, pretty much.
I'm sure with your training, he should be fine then.
Oh yeah, this training is going to be top notch, but you know, once he's in that ring and the bell rings, who knows what it's going to happen?
Different place.
whether he drops nuts or not. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But he's been doing well, so so it'll be cool to see and stuff. Definitely check out the New FM Morning Shack socials for some of the videos of him training and whatnot.
Excellent, Michael. We wish we had more time with you to talk about, because there's so much. Well, we didn't even touch on the gaming, but thank you so much for giving us a piece of your time. We know you're a very busy man. BloodySarmorn.com to check out some of his artwork, as well as follow. Do you post your wrestling updates through your website as well?
No, not necessarily through my website, more through my socials. Yep. Like I just kind of share match graphics and match announcements and stuff. But no, not hard up through my website. I gotta check my website to see if there's any updates that need to be done. But yeah, no, most of the time it's through my socials.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
No, cool. Thanks for having me.
I've got so much more to talk to Miguel about, aka the Bloody Salmon, in terms of what he does, because it's an amazing roster of things he's into. And yeah, I wish we had more time.
Yeah, and hopefully, if you're listening from the Auckland region, you went down to Armageddon and got to see him in full flight. I've seen some of the Facebook videos that he posted, and man is just looking awesome in his gears.
Yeah, he looks cool, eh?
Yeah.
Tail end of business in the Super Rugby Pacific tournament. It's come down to two teams. It's the Crusaders against the Blues this weekend. Who have you got, Sam? What is your prediction?
Like Crusaders, like 40 to 12.
Yeah, I picture something disappointing, eh?
I picture like the Blues just folding.
Yeah.
Like over and over.
It is
like, it's, I hope we do just completely fold them in their hometown, because a lot of my Auckland-based friends are, you know, all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden they found their voice, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, you haven't won a Super Rugby title for yonks. You know, you won the what was it, the Australia or whatever one, but that doesn't count, you know? Yeah. It was that competition was who could beat up the Australian teams the most. And we had, and it was like, because remember how we talked about it a while ago, because the Crusaders won the Aotearoa Super Rugby comp on the Saturday, mm-hmm. and then the comp started the very next Saturday. They had no time to celebrate and then back into business. So all the other teams that didn't play in the final, they got 2 weeks break. So that's why, because we didn't drop a single game as well, but our first game back, we just passed. Like, I think we just won. It was one of those ones. Like, we didn't put as much points as we should have, like the other teams, but we weren't as well rested as all the other teams that didn't make it into the finals. But I reckon it's going to be a close game. I did say 40-12, but what's your predictions?
I'm predicting that the Crusaders do win. I've been super happy with the Blues. I think, and I'll be going for the Crusaders, I think it might be a bit of a, I would like it to end like 27-26 golden points to Crusaders, but I'm thinking it's going to be something like 32-11.
Yeah. Oh, what was good was that Pablo Mateo, his red card, I think it got thrown out. Not throwing out, but he didn't. He's playing on Saturday, so yeah. The only thing I'm afraid of is that like a decision that the ref makes by giving either team like a yellow or red is going to dictate how the game goes.
Just ruin the game.
Yeah, so I hope it doesn't come down to that, because I think I've seen a ref, like, he was saying I have to give a yellow because there was contact to the head. I can't remember what game it was, but the defender was so low to get ready for the tackle, but the attacker slipped at the last second and his head collided with his shoulder. And then I'm just like, but the ref was like, oh, I have to give him a yellow. And I'm like, you don't have to give him a yellow, because he couldn't do any, like, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He couldn't, like, get out of it. And I'm just like, I hope a situation like that doesn't happen this Saturday, and there is just like, oh, I have to, there has to be some sort of like leeway each way, because in that case, that person shouldn't be carded at all, because he did everything correctly. He was like down low, ready to tackle. If the attacker had not slipped, it would have been like a waist high tackle, but because he slipped, I think he tried to step and he like slipped and then his head hit his shoulder. They're like, oh, I understand he's down low, but there is contact to the head, so it has to be a yellow. And I'm like, surely that can't be how they, you know, they police their area.
And there's been so many cards from this kid contact. I remember the World Cup was kind of ruined by it due to dangerous, what they saw as dangerous tackles.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're trying to make the game safer, but it slows the game down and everything like that. Yeah, but anyway, I'm excited for a good game. I can't wait for the backlash if we do lose, though. It'll be interesting to hear, but I am also looking forward to Crusaders winning that. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. We hope you enjoyed it. You can download this episode from the Plains FM website or from the Sam Seffer radio page. Big thank you to Tangata Atamotu Trust for sponsoring the show. Have a good weekend. Be safe and be healthy. From Sam and I, Polly Hood.
That was Polly Hood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.